Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whip of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man, Sunday fun day, and happy Easter to everybody. I know it's a lot of people out there celebrating, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing with their families, and just shout out on them, happy holidays. But get at your girl, I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and hit us up, the whole squad, at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Hey, we got a nice show lined up for y'all. We're going to make it do what it do on this date. So, my dude, Rapstar 412, what's the word?
Yo, what's up, yo? What's up, everybody?
Oh,
good, man.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up with everybody? What's up with you, STL?
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? Today not a good day for me, for real, dog. It's been a hell of a day, man. My mind is everywhere. Shit is just crazy right now. It'd be really nice, you know, if Honey Dip would just like let me sit in her lap, like put my head in her lap, and she just like stroke my head or something. You know, I mean that would make it like great.
You a fool? I just woke up 10 minutes ago. I spoke to you today.
Uh-huh.
I just looked at my last couple calls. And I'm like, this girl called me. I don't even remember. I woke up 10 minutes
just
ago.
Just for a hot second. She was knocked out. You was like, I'm going to call you back in a minute. It's still. It was like an hour or something. But I said, this one, what the? Well, okay.
Girl, you know I ain't go to bed till late as usual, being nosy. And then, you know, these kids got me up early this morning. Shit, I couldn't wait for the motherfuckers to get the fuck out, okay? So I could lay back down. Everything I planned for today, I was so tired, but my kids had to work, and then, you know what I'm saying, my grandbaby was over early this morning, so, you know what I'm saying? But other than that,
did you cook dinner?
Even the dog knocked out, huh?
Did you cook dinner?
Girl, listen, I got the ribs in the pot. I ain't even put them bitches in the oven. I actually don't cook on Christmas, so this is going to be a change for me. I usually go out. We usually go to dinner, the movies.
It's Easter. Wake up. This nigga saying
we
Christmas.
Always go.
You done took us through the end of the fucking year. You done skipped the summer. No Thanksgiving. No nothing. We straight at Christmas.
I don't cook on I don't cook Thanksgiving, and I don't cook Easter. I just don't, because Thanksgiving I spend with my father's family. And Easter is like we have our own little ritual where we always go out to dinner. We go to the movies afterward. That's just our little thing. You know, me and the kids, we started it when I first came home from being locked up, and I just continued it every year, you know. And, hey, it is what the fuck it is. I'm tired today. I'm like, the fuck?
Okay.
Look, I ain't been right. I ain't been right since I came home. I ain't been right since I got home from out of town. I ain't lying. Can't get my mind right. All I'm thinking about is motherfucking money. Business and money. I can't. It's like I feel like I'm here visiting. Okay. I can't get it right. I do. I don't know what's going on. I'm around here. Look. I'm around this motherfucker starting new projects and be like, fuck it. I don't want to finish that. Move on to the next year. And mind you, be half done. Put carpet down, and I'm like, fuck the rest of it. And I just leave it all balled up over here in the corner. Knives and shit sitting to the side. I don't know. I got some kind of issues. I don't know what's, you know. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go see STL.
I'm ready to go see STL.
Come on to the loo, baby. Hey, look. Let's go ahead and get these Dalhouse announcements popping real quick. And you know what? 352. I you know what? Fuck it. If my shit fucked up, I'm gonna make your day. I'm picking you up today. I got you. So sit tight. We gonna get to these Dalhouse announcements, and we gonna come back to that where they do that at. So let's get the announcements out the way. We'll be right back. Dalhouse.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dalhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you just want to drop in, you could with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hey, hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one, and we'll take care of that. So, where they do that at?
Hey, yo, you ain't going to believe this shit, son. You ain't going to believe
what you got.
People is fucking weird, man. Like, what's wrong with you motherfuckers, man?
Facts.
Yo, like, on some real shit, some of y'all, like, really need to, like, go roll a blunt or do something with your lives because whatever you do is not working. Now, this is kind of ironic, this story that pops up. You know, it's Easter, I guess. So, you know. In Ohio, there is a church that is actually getting some very, very, very fucked up controversy right now. Over an associate, actually, he don't even work there. Like, he's like an assistant pastor or something like that. His name is, Jadius Dempsey. He's a part-time associate at the, what do you call it? The Impact Church in Ohio. Now, since it was Easter, this is Monday, so I want to say, so if this is Easter, Friday was Good Friday, so what would that make it, Palm Monday? I think, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Margarita Monday.
But, the church got an after-school program going on where all the kids hang out at middle school, high school. They go and, you know, they hang out there. Mr. Dempsey decided to go and teach the kids about the meaning and the message of Easter. So he got the kids all in a circle time and everything like that, and he was talking and everything like that. He, out of nowhere, asked the children that he was teaching if they can do him a favor, and if anybody is willing to, could they spit in his face? Spit in his face. Now, it gets deeper than that. I need you to hold on for a minute. He asked the kids to go and spit in his face. Some of the little motherfuckers actually took him up on his offer and started spitting in his face. So it even goes further. I guess he wasn't satisfied on that, so he asked the children to go and if anybody would, you know, want to, if they would smack him. There were some little motherfuckers who came up and smacked him right in the back of his head because he said so. Then it took it a step further because he put out a steak knife and he asked those children, if they could cut him. There was a couple little motherfuckers out there who grabbed the knife out of his hand and started cutting his back. As they were doing it, he was screaming, "Make me bleed, make me bleed." Now, I don't know what the fuck is going on with people. To where they would have to, first of all, they don't do no background checks or no insanity thing going on before you have people to go in the church, because he's asking these children to go and mutilate him. Now, the funny thing about it is, you know, they interviewed the child and they asked one of the children, you know, what did they think about what happened? And they said that they was confused because when he asked to spit, they spat on him. When he asked to get smacked, they smacked. He asked to get cut, and some of them actually cut him. Because they said because he was an adult.
He shall receive.
Right, because he was an adult. You know, they didn't understand. They was like, I guess it's all right. He's an adult and everything. So, you know, where do they do that at? Where they have these lunatics coming in. Now, everybody knows my stance on religion. I don't fuck with religion at all. But if you want to have a place where you have kids to come and chill and, you know, keep them off the streets and everything, please, please, please be aware of the people that you let around your children. Because this motherfucker was asking those kids to mutilate him, cut members of his body off, asking them to bleed and everything like that. He was enjoying it all right, and I guess the children was enjoying it because they was beating his ass up like a pinata too. STL. STL,
well,
Nisi, what the fuck do you, what do y'all think about this weird shit going on, man? I can't fathom it.
I mean, it's sad, it's crazy. My thing is, this is what I think should be a requirement, and I know they'll never do it because it would consume so much money, but if you're going into certain fields, I really do think you should have to take a polygraph test. I think if you're going into anything that has to deal with religion, if you're going to be, you know, upper faculty in the church, I think, or if you want to get into the Vatican, all that shit, I think you should have to take a test, and a lie detector test, and the first question out their mouth should be, do you like children? No, because that's too evasive. Do you want to have sex? Have you ever had a sexual thought about a child? Do you like certain things? And it's crazy. I know it'll never happen. I think before you should be able to be a police officer, I think you should have to go through a certain rigorous testing before you do it. I think they should ask you, is anything you do or the things you do, are you doing this for most racial motivation? You know what I'm saying? Because I sit back and I really don't, the whole race thing and politics, I'm so over it. It's so fucking oversaturated out here. It gets on my fucking nerves. I'm exhausted with it. But my thing is, they should, you know what I'm saying, just ask these motherfuckers, is this your modus operandi? What is your purpose for doing what you're doing? Because I watch a lot of these people abuse their power. Anytime you have a badge or a name to a name, even if it's pastor, PhD, whatever, a lot of people abuse that authority. It happens every day. We read about this shit. We see it. It's in the news. It's in our timelines. All kinds of shit every day. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he was fucked up in the head. I want to see what kind of drugs was you on. What the fuck was you on to ask these people to come in and do that? And the kids, especially my little kings and queens out there, don't be silly. Huh? What'd you say?
I thought you said something, Nisi. I didn't say anything. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you had said so. Must have been some feedback. No, but I just feel like, you know, like my kid, you know, don't get baited. Don't get baited because people will ask you to do something and then they'll use it against you. So now a person could ask you to, I could be walking down the street. A motherfucker could say, hey, could you punch me in my face hard as you can? Yeah, I could, but will I? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to fuck around and have you to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this bitch just hit me. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this person was thinking. I don't know, like, it's just a shame. Even when it comes to the church, again, which is supposed to be another safe haven for you, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to trust in it. It just really is.
Now,
the only thing
I can think of him doing that, but it was that point was too far. He was making too much of a point out of it. The only thing I can probably think of, the spinning and maybe the slapping, but the cutting of himself was way out of line. The only thing I can think of is him talking about Easter and the story of Jesus, him getting his ass whipped by all the people and him getting crucified and all the people who he was actually trying to save actually turning on against him just by the word of mouth, and that's what happened. But I'm like, shit, if you feeling that lucky, you know, Home Depot got some 8x8x16 lumber for sale, and so is they got some nails and some fucking chicken wire for a thorn crowd if you really want to go there.
I mean,
if you're really feeling lucky, if you're really feeling lucky and you want to, want to act the part, you know, Home Depot got some shit for you, man. We could tie you up and nail you to a cross if you want to, if you feel like that. But that whole thing right there, that was just some creepy-ass shit. I don't even, like, that's creepy. That's creepy. That's creepy. You're going to ask children to spit on you, smack you, and cut you with a I don't even know what to say on that.
He got some old weird type of fetish shit going on. That's what that is.
That's a fetish.
Fucked up is it's children. That is the problem. That is something that they should. That's a fetish, and that is a problem. That being it's children you're asking, so you can imagine the type of creepy ass shit that's been going through his fucking head for you to ask babies to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, they're babies. You know what I mean? You asking these youngins to spit and do slap you and shit like that. That is a straight up fetish. I'm telling you. You know, I'm the queen.
And the fact
shit,
that you asked some kids
children,
to do it.
So you know where his mind is at.
Right.
All the parents and audience, why you ain't say anybody? Instead of saying children, you know, asking them babies to do it. You know, that's some creepy shit. So what else is he thinking about the kids? Yo.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents probably sitting there with their mouth wide open looking. I just got to say this. And I hate, it's not to make it a race thing or anything, but he got to be a Caucasian man because this ain't no black motherfucker cut his ass up. This ain't. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted now. We got some black motherfuckers out here who be like, spit on me, slap me, because I've seen some of them too. But most of the time, majority of the time, if you're asking a whole group of children to do something like that, them the white people. Unfortunately, don't get it twisted, I got a mixed child, but I do know that we don't normally stand around and ask the kids to come do anything outrageous like that, you know. Mm-mm. It's a sad situation. The parents, I'd be like walking to grab my kids, walking out the door.
Okay.
What the fuck? When I start seeing spit going, what? Ew? You know what I'm saying? Ew? All type of spit all in this motherfucker. Now you want him to cut your ass up? Now get the right, see a hood kid to cut him good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Hood kid to cut that motherfucker good. It won't be a slight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put a hole in that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you already know. Mm-mm. A damn fool. Them parents need to be shot for not even just grabbing the kids and walking out, turn around and walk right, slide on down the pew and walk out the door.
That's
why I'm not. As far as I know, we'll get up and leave. We'll get up and leave. Because that about to be, it's about to be a homicide for real. You know, in our eyes, you talk about cutting the motherfucker up. You know, we putting holes in you. We ain't just putting little paper cuts. You know, that shit get to feeling good, like all that shit you've been stressed out about. This nigga bleeding all over the place and shit. And,
right.
You don't know what that motherfucker got. He got spit on him now. Now blood everywhere. Now he want to get beat up. Listen, you talking about hit me in my head. We the type, we getting something to hit you with. Fuck a hand. That's how you know. It ain't us. It ain't us. Because we go too far. You know what I mean? We going to take it too far. So we don't do that. We run. Motherfucker talking about cutting me. We out the door. The police coming right after I cut this nigga. It ain't us. That ain't for us. That's them. Sorry, folks. I love y'all too, but
Man, it's ridiculous. Hey, real quick, look, 352, look, I'm finna let you get your 2 cents in, man. It's a holiday, but we got to stay on track, okay? So, 352, what's going on, man? How are you? Happy Easter.
I'm doing good. Happy Easter. Yeah, I'm just listening to this fucked up shit you're talking about these two weird ass cults. First, the one of them, of a preacher making them eat grass like they were fucking cattle, and then this other preacher making the children beat him. Or whip him like he was a dog or something. I'm saying, what the fuck's up with that?
Do you have children?
More like, no, I'm single right now. But if I did, I wouldn't ever. Yeah, but if I did, was married and had children, I would never let them attend something like that. I mean, that sounds more like. Worse than what I've been watching about this fucking wacko Jim Jones and his followers of the People's Temple.
You talking about
all the way to Guyana? No, Jim Jones, the preacher who ran the People's Temple.
He's a preacher turned murderer.
Too, well, that too, but what? And what you're all talking about is much worse than that.
Yeah,
that's all
it's the same that we have to even entertain things like that and speak on them. But hey, it's things like this that happen every day that people. That's why you have outlets like us, because we tell you the things that don't make the major headlines, and you might not see them.
I don't wish.
But
I hate to ruin. You're all's Easter, but I just got word on the news that there's been
Hello? Hold on.
There's a worse.
Okay.
There's a worse.
Look, I have to pause you right there, because we're kind of running into another segment. So just rock with us. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay, we appreciate that 352. He shows us so much love. He's here every. He's one of the people. He's one of our dedicated people that show up every week to rock with us, and we appreciate all the people who tune in or who call in and listen or who go back and listen online. But we gotta get into a quick break, and then we'll be back. It's 4:20 somewhere, man. We just got through 4:20, so smoke 'em if you got 'em. Let's go. Rap stuff.
First hit and These new niggas, they fucking with my raps. Pussy niggas with dicks, get added to you got a 69. My punchlines like getting hit with a little Uzi. Aim like Kodak, you won't hear a little peep. I'm spitting balls till I croak, and I'm an iceberg to you Titanic, so fuck your little boat. Look, see, there's a difference between metaphors and real rap. How a nigga with metaphors can really rap. Fuck you with rap stars, music, let me hear you holler. I'ma teach you how to stunt. Go ahead and make them dollars. Make them dollars. Rap star. Top shot it after the first hit. Another one will follow. Another one will follow. Ask me, is any competition out there? I say nada. Thou should not fuck with a vertical sun. Punchlines, you niggas fix up like a shot of 151. I'm about as hood as a tangling bitch. You about as suburb as a white pig. Grab your cojones if you love this jam. Shoot love, grab your teachers if you love Hurricane Cam. I'm killing this track, words to my ancestors. All I need is a notebook and my lethal injection. I'll check it, 20 years after Easy, niggas still cruising. Even after Mona Lisa, no one is shot to still shooting. Search over land, search under the sea. You'll find a push and teach this by Drake before you find a man hotter than me. Nigga, please, you ain't in my pedigree. I split the weed like a ball, bitch, part of the weed, my G. If you a rap star fan, let me hear you holler. If not, shut up, bitch, and swallow.
Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you hear something and you want to say something, press the one. And again, shout out to 352. We appreciate you. He is always tuning in. I've heard you. We appreciate you. I know he's probably single and ready to mingle. Y'all ladies hear that, heard that, right? So just putting that out there. But anyway, we all get on.
Wait, can I ask one question? Rap star. Did I confuse us? I heard. Did you say shut up, swallow? Wait, let me hear you.
Swear. Yeah.
Wait, what was the last? Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, nasty ass. Oh, nasty. Shut up, let me hear you. Something like that. I said, wait, what? I like that one too. It's very catchy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Probably fucked me up. I said, what? I'm gonna shut up.
That's the jam.
Let me hear you shut up and let's swallow or some shit. The fuck going on here?
If you're a rap star fan, let me hear you holler. If not, shut up, bitch, swallow.
So she ain't no rap star. If she ain't no rap star fan, she just gonna swallow. What's she swallowing is all I want to know. Is that just spit or what's going on here?
And let's go. It's a holiday, nigga.
I was fucked up just now.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what she's swallowing.
See, me too.
Huh?
Me too.
What's she swallowing, rap star? Wait, not just her, but what is he swallowing? Because it got rap star. fans come in all shapes and sizes, and you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, it's like one of them old school G-Unit songs where Banks was like, guess what? He was like, your favorite rapper fuck fans. Guess what your favorite rapper does too? You know, so, you know, it ain't like that.
Oh, okay.
Little punchline.
Look. Nah. Look, it's a rap. Gay must don't hear that song. No touring for you. You ain't going nowhere. You just fucked up. That was the wrong type of inspiration you just added towards it. Now you just compared yourself. Mm-mm. Your favorite rapper fuck fans too. Now you done fucked up. You shouldn't use that one. You gonna get beat up. We gonna know in his next video, his next photo shoot, when he be standing up there with a black eye. Mm-hmm. So bust your ass in the head.
And they gon' fuck you up.
You know, when he get out the phone, somebody ain't get none tonight. None.
It's the couch for you. It's the couch for you. He's sleeping on the side of the bed on the floor. Look, he's sleeping on the side of the bed on the floor. On a pallet.
Not a pallet. Like you in kindergarten, shit is a sleepover.
all by himself. I'm sorry, but that shit fucked me up. All I heard was shut up and swallow or some shit. The fuck?
Yeah, you know they're being nasty.
Being grown.
That's the shit though, right, man. Rapstar got them bangers, man. Rapstar 412, mm-hmm. The People's Champ.
I like the song all together.
Oh yeah. Let's see. So y'all I know everybody has been knowing about this little beef and shit between T.I. and Kodak Black. You know, he came after some other celebrities, you know what I'm saying, from Young M.A. He went at it out Laura London, and people was mad about Young M.A., you know what I'm saying, but they like, shit be all right. But when he went to the whole Laura London thing, people straight lost their mind, and it was a whole respect thing about Nipsey Hussle and whatnot. But, you know, recently he had made some remarks about T.I.'s daughter. So, you know, that said tip off. So now, you know, they was back and forth with the diss tracks and all that. And recently he had got in some trouble. A lot of people were speculating. It's just speculation. Allegedly, you know what I'm saying, that he got caught up at the Canadian border on some drug and gun charges. So everybody was like, oh, my God, Tip set him up. Allegedly, this is just hearsay. This is what people were saying. You know what I'm saying? There is no truth to that. It's pure speculation. But what is fact is that he did get caught up at the border on drug and gun charges, and he ended up getting arrested and bought himself out on $20,000 bail. So recently, because of this, he also had a sexual conduct charge that he was brought up on, and he bailed himself out for $100,000. This was in North Carolina, so he has a pending case in regards to that. As well, he possibly will not be able to do any performances in Canada because of this situation. So my thing is, Kodak Black blamed everything on the GPS. So he said he got caught, not because that what he did was wrong and should have got caught, you know, I just got caught up. But he said the GPS was plotting against him, and it took him through Canada, and that's why he got caught. A moment of silence for the stupid. But what do y'all think about that?
Okay, listen. First of all, I live down here with, you know what I'm saying? He got caught in Lewiston. So, at the end of the day, he's a fucking lie. We live down here. I live in Buffalo. It ain't, well, it's far enough, but not far enough from, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, mm-hmm. you went through that motherfucker. He had to be high as hell. First of all, you got a convertible following your motherfucking ass. You got mm-hmm. multiple, not one gun each, multiple. You got motherfucking shit right. that shouldn't even be, you shouldn't even be in the streets with, and nothing had license. And second of all, they asked him specifically, again, I live down here, they asked him specifically, do you have anything? Do you? He told the motherfuckers he had guns. He volunteered that information. That is a normal question when you go through there. You know what I'm saying? They didn't pull mm-hmm. him over and ask to search his car. He volunteered that shit, old dumb motherfucker. He volunteered, okay. yes, I said dumb. You motherfucker, he could have said, no, I don't. And they weren't even looking to search his car. You normally yeah. they look at your car and they search random people. They just pull people over. You're in a car. You weren't on the bus. You weren't in a Greyhound carrying no shit. You were in your own personal vehicle. They did not pull him over at all. When you come up to them, pull up to the little thing, the lady asks out the window, where are you from? What are you going to Canada for? Or where are you coming?
Right.
What are you coming back to America for? Being that he's an American citizen, they cannot not allow him. They can't stop him from
Hopefully.
Coming home. You know what I'm saying? When they ask him where he was from, he originated from, or where does he live at? And he said in the United States or America or whatever land or whatever the fuck you live at, whatever you say. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker, and they mm-hmm. said, do you have anything that you shouldn't have? The bitch said he had some weed and some guns. Of course she's going to tell you to pull the fuck over. It had nothing to do with his GPS. He's a motherfucking mm-hmm. lie. He volunteered that shit. Nigga, stop smoking. Stop. Because if you volunteer that you walk around here with pounds of motherfucking weed or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And this is the worst thing. It wasn't really so big. You can't bring it in. First of all, we don't have that here yet. It's on the way. You can't do it. But just because it's at the bridge don't mean come on in here, go out there, go get you some motherfucking weed to come back and be the biggest weed man in the city. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In your city or whatever, you can't do that. It's the loaded guns. He's very lucky he only got 20,000 because they already know he up mm-hmm. on all these other multiple cases. He's very lucky because most motherfuckers coming through there and you got guns and bullets fully, excuse me, not partially loaded, not the bullets in another box over to the side, but fully loaded, multiple, not one, not two, not three. Nigga, you walk around with about 5-6 fucking guns. And only one right. of them, only one of them was a pistol. I forgot what the other ones, they, all the other ones was the same. It sounded like
that
you went over there to buy them fuckers.
Some assault rifles in there, and there was one Glock,
1.9. Yeah, listen, it looked like you went out there, bought them to bring them back and sell them. They don't know.
Right.
They were all loaded, though. So he was very fucking lucky to only get 20,000. Very lucky. Because, shit, that motherfucker, they could have held him. He was very lucky coming through here. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You going to jail, motherfucker. But they already know he going to jail with the... Now, had he got arrested and going into Canada with those guns, the queen would have had that nigga. He wouldn't have been going. All him and them damn guys. Them two guys with them, they'd have all been going to jail. You'd have been over there. Ain't no getting up out that bitch place. They had that motherfucker in a dungeon.
Funny looking ass. Can't stand that dude, man.
This is my thing. I'm not understanding how Canada. My thing is, I have not been told or heard anything about Canada stepping in because he was not detained or pulled over by Canada. He was pulled over by America. You understand what I'm saying? So where that's coming from, that he cannot, may not be able to get back into Canada, he doesn't have a case with Canada. He has a case with us. Lewiston is like Erie County. You know what I'm saying?
No, they were talking about there's certain, if you can't be under certain issues, you can't have and them allow
you. You can't have any
Canada.
Type of cases. No.
Right.
You can't
so
have
he
no
has
cases.
The sexual conduct thing. And
when he
now
went in, they didn't pull him over. See, that's what I'm saying. When he went into Canada, they didn't stop him. So they didn't have mm-hmm. no idea that he was a damn near a rapist. Excuse me for saying it like that. Damn near being charged with some type of sexual crime. Because they didn't stop him. And when they stopped him, I'm sure they didn't say, well, have you raped anybody lately? No, they don't ask you no shit like that.
Well,
or have you put your hands in the bitch panties against their will? They don't ask you nothing like that. They ask you where you from. What are you coming over to Canada for? Nine times out of these times, if he didn't have a, if he had a concert there, or just going to sightsee, or he was going through. You know what I'm saying? Going from one area to the other, going through Canada to get to Detroit. You know, to me, it's not like he's
right.
taking a back way. You know what I'm saying? If he ended up in Lewiston,
talking
that's
about,
what
that's
he was
right.
doing.
He was just following what the voice told him to do.
The voice.
The GPS. He's blaming all this on the. He said it's the GPS fault, and that's why he got caught. Because the GPS took him that way, but it's really
the
distorted distance to get there.
The GPS didn't have him. The GPS, he's a guy. Listen, maybe the GPS. Well, you know GPS be fucked up. If anybody know Ubers and Lyfts, that should have had you going all around the fucking world. But at the end of the day, he full of shit. The GPS ain't tell that motherfucker put them guns in that shit in his goddamn car. You know, you knew you was going through Canada, coming out of Canada. You knew when you went over that motherfucking bridge, and they questioned that up because there's no way. He was. How else did he get out of Canada? You gotta come to through America to get out of Canada. Just point blank, you gotta come through Erie County. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? He came through the back side. That's all of us. That's us all the way. No matter from which side you come through, you still coming through. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Western New York area. You got to be kidding me. Upper upstate. You gotta be kidding me. That motherfucker didn't, he went. He was coming in through. He was coming from Canada. One way or the other, you know, and I don't know if he had a concert or what it was. So he had a concert. He only had two security. Where the rest of your shit at? What the fuck? He was coming in, not going into Canada. Coming out,
yeah,
not going in.
He was
in.
Supposed to be.
So,
he was going to the concert in Boston. So he was trying to. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
That's what he was. That's what they said.
Well, he done that's fucked up. He was already. That's why they only gave him $20,000 because they know that nigga going to jail. He was already. He already on paper. Ain't he already like on parole or something? He know he going to jail, nigga. You got some motherfucking $100,000. I mean, that ain't nothing but probably lightweight for him. But come on, you gonna have to have you got.
They said that. They said that that's probably
charges.
Those. That's bond conditions. If he revoked, that probably revokes his bond conditions, and they probably he probably will end up in jail because of this situation. Now they done fucked him up with the North Carolina case that he's dealing with right now. So he's gonna be in jail regardless. So y'all can probably anticipate a lot of canceled shows from Kodak Black for a little minute. Facts.
But you know what? When you doing some dirty shit, that shit come back. That kind of shit. He up here talking about a dead man. You talking about, you know what I'm saying? Nigga sound like a dead man coming from the dead to get your ass. That what it sound like. It
karma's
sound
a bitch
like a dead man
die.
Like you fucking with my bitch. Huh?
I said karma's a bitch and then you die.
Yeah, but you
the way
you know
he
what I'm
that
saying?
Shit
when long running.
Being disrespectful and shit about, you know what I'm saying, as soon as, man, come on, man. And then you coming at T.I. talking about his youngest daughter and all that. Come on with your ugly ass. Bart Simpson looking at
that's
him.
That's that
her.
That's that
yellow,
rapist. He thinking about fucking.
That's
nigga, the nigga ain't even good and dead.
A fucking creep.
Yeah, I'm saying that's that rapist shit, though. You up here talking about all these women. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Why? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? All this coochie in the world, you talk about dead people, women, children, or she's not a child, but then still at the end of the day. What's wrong with you? Sound like you might be, really did whatever they saying you did. But you know what you do to others come back on you. You motherfuckers better pull it together. It's a sad situation.
Somebody pull his ass together.
I'm
he better
saying,
quit fucking with his ass about his kids, man. He talking about his wife. He talking about his kids. Come on, man. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's still a down south street nigga. He got some money. He got some sense. He got businesses. But, yeah, if you can't, you know what I'm saying, be disrespectful like that. Motherfucker can only take so much disrespect before they act on it.
Yeah, what's crazy is, like, it goes back to what we talked about Cardi. Some motherfuckers, they know they got this money, but they can't stop living that life. You understand what I'm saying? You know you know you are a target. But in his case, ain't nobody target that nigga. You put that shit in your pocket. You threw the motherfucking that gun in that trunk. Let's get it straight, yes, because we all know you put one of them guns in the trunk, you try to hide that motherfucker. The other ones, y'all riding with y'all shit in y'all pockets like that. I mean, come on, you had the weed on you, you put yourself in that type of situation. You could he could have easily got stopped by a cop on the street. Didn't have to be at the, you know what I'm saying, at the booth, the not the toll booth, but the, you know, where they question you. Didn't have to be there. It could have been just riding down the street, an innocent traffic stop.
Right.
An innocent traffic stop. And what are you going to say? GPS did that too? No, motherfucker. Stupidity did that. Dumbness did that. You did not tell the motherfuckers because you don't tell them. Come on, that's like a motherfucker go down to get welfare. You don't tell them, oh, I got a Lamborghini. I got this. I got that. You dumb motherfucker. Of course they ain't going to give you the welfare. You don't go in there and tell everything. Nigga, you black. You should know better. Bitch, you went up there in a minute. You dumb fuck. Come on now, I could see if they had already pulled him out the car and started searching the car. Then he admitted it. No, that's not what happened. It's not. We live down here, so we get, you know, we get it firsthand. Come on, you dummy. But he run him, he up there covering his face. Why? He up there covering his face with all that money. You going to have all that money sitting in that motherfucker's
jail, bitch.
That's
all he can do is hide behind the little money he got. That's all he can do.
Girl, let's say that.
Because he give it to his attorney.
Exactly, because he going to jail. You got too much going on. And then the crazy part is you going in from one jail to another jail to another jail. You stupid. As soon as you think you're getting out, they'd be right there to come get you. Oh, you going to get these motherfuckers. Erie County want all their time, especially when a motherfucker owed them some. They want some money. Shit. Down here,
they gonna pass,
you getting all, they getting all that money.
They're going to pass his ass around like they did Jared from Subway.
Mm-hmm.
You're better sit his ass now.
They not playing. Erie County don't, let's say, Erie County, upstate New York, down here, we don't, they don't play that shit, especially for a motherfucking star. You know what I'm saying? Anybody they think got some fucking money, or not even that, you got a name. I can tell you that firsthand. If you have any type of a name and they think they can get some money out you, they going to get it. They money hungry down here. I don't give a fuck. But he was real lucky. $20, that's it. Woo! That ain't shit. He lucky they cutting it a couple hundred thousands. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But they know he coming back. They gonna get him. They gonna stretch the court case out. You know what I'm saying? They gonna get the lawyer getting, you know, hey, whatever. Old dumb fuck. He deserve everything that he get. That's the end of that. He deserve it. You fucking with people, you starting trouble. He should be sitting back like, damn, I need to shut the fuck up. That's what he should be telling
sit
us.
My ass down.
Why I don't understand what he's thinking is, but he got that money, and a lot of people don't know how to be humble. You know what I'm saying? Stay out the way. Stay out the way. Nigga, you've been in jail multiple times. You should know to stay the fuck out the way. You're black, first of all. Black ass fucking wet tar at that. And you don't know how to shut the fuck up? Come on now. Anybody that's been locked up, you know, and you did any type of time, you know, especially us black folks, white people too, purple people, green people, you know the damn way because you are a fucking target for the police no matter what.
Facts.
You stay out the way and shut the fuck up. He deserve everything he get. You fucking with people and shit. Mm-mm. And you fucking with dead peoples. Come on now. Mm-mm.
Okay.
He don't get it, though. They got him. They got that boy.
You need
to get, Niggas get that money and don't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out the way because you set yourself up to be robbed. You set yourself up to be killed. You put yourself in so many fucked up positions, you know? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You get, like we said, like I said about Cardi. Cardi, they dog it anymore, but you can't take the street. You can't take the street out the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You cannot take, you know, you can't take the hood out a nigga. You know what I mean? Unless they are ready. And he's definitely not ready because he's still doing so much ghetto ass shit.
He's fresh to the fame anyway. So he think he invincible. He got a little money in his pocket. He's fresh to the fame.
Listen, black as he is, nigga, you better shut the hell up looking like wet tire. If he don't stop it, get it together, brother. Well, maybe he'll learn because he about to do a bid. He about to sit down. Real talk.
Yeah,
what he should be doing is running around here rushing up on his motherfucking songs, pushing the motherfucking beats out, you know what I'm saying? Push that music out. Because, nigga, you going to go sit down. You ain't going to be pushing shit. You got plenty of time to write. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You push the motherfucking,
what
push that new music out. That's where his focus should be, pushing new music out. You know what I'm saying? And maybe as he locked to push enough out and still have some shit on the back burner, so while he locked up, they could still have drop dates. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Dates to drop that shit while you locked up, because you going to need to be, have you want your shit and your family to be cool while, you know what I mean, when you touch down, when you get out, because, nigga, you caught in jail.
Better pull
way.
A motherfucking Cardi, because while she was sitting down pregnant, she dropped about, what, 3 songs?
That's what I'm saying. If you got that shit all lined up, nigga, drop one this month, drop one in 6 months, drop one another 6, you know, what? However y'all do it. I don't know how that works, but. Have that shit together, nigga, because when he come out, he going to have had enough time to write. So he coming out banging. You know what I'm saying? Stupid old dumb fuck.
Hey.
Stupid as
hell.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's retarded. Man, look. Hey, real quick. We was running behind today. It is what it is, man. Look, but everybody want to know what Honey Dip is thinking. So, Honey Dip, what's good? Fuck his ugly ass. What you on? What's the word?
Definitely not on no ugly niggas. None at all, none of that. But, shit. Ain't shit much going on around here, you know. I just be thinking, sitting back and thinking. Like I was saying earlier when we first got on, I'm struggling to get my mind right. I'm running around here doing shit, get started, doing something, little tasks, little things around my house. There's a whole bunch of shit I could be doing. I don't know what the fuck be going on. You know, I just went through, if anybody follow me on social media, you know that I just went through some shit. I thought I was going to goddamn jail because I was going to choke the fucking shit out my doctors. I'm not lying. The new pain treatment center doctor, that shit had me stressed. I'm getting tired of motherfuckers telling me how I feel. You can't tell me about my motherfucking pain. And you know, he don't know. I'm going to keep it real. Nigga, STL saved that nigga life. But as soon as he came in and started trying to tell me shh again, fuck you mean shush. This motherfucking pain treatment center doctor that they just signed me up for, this motherfucker's crazy. He be telling me shh. Fuck, I'm trying to tell you what the fuck is hurting on me. You talking about some shh. The fuck, bitch? Ain't no shush. I hurt you. He done took me in. I'm not pregnant. Mm-mm. Ain't nothing coming out this motherfucker. Something can go in, but not come out. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, how are you giving me epidurals?
He was
going
to wild on this nigga. I said, you better woo-saw. Nobody got no bail money to be fucking with you up there.
Listen, this motherfucker's telling
something.
Me, he's giving me epidurals. What the fuck? What the fuck? I ain't pregnant and I ain't pushing nothing out. You know what I'm saying? The fuck are you doing? I had to tell y'all this little, I don't like student people. I understand you motherfuckers got to learn, but bitch, you can't be doing nothing to me. You can't take the doctor place. They already know when I first walked in this office, I made it real clear, I'm sorry, but ain't nobody's kids doing nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to be guessing on me. My body, my health issues, you know what I'm saying, from me having an accident down to things that I was born with, you know what I'm saying? We not about to guess with me. I understand you motherfuckers got to get your education, but I'm not the black bitch for you to get your education on. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's word of mouth. I can't be it. I'm sorry, and I make that real clear. I don't allow that for me or my kids. No. Straight up, I will go off. Nah, where the man at? This little motherfucker come in. I can say I was like, you know, I'm asking him more questions. What you think you're about to do with that student thing on your chest? Bitch, what you think you're about to do? Where the man at? Because I'm here ready. I came in the office prepared and ready to go off because I feel like this. If you're my doctor, you need to discuss with me what you're going to do to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't going to just get me there. You have me under the impression I'm getting nerve blocks. I know what I need. I had this done before. You have to understand that I had this accident in 2001 right after I came home from upstate. So I was fine. I had a surgery. I had a cage on my C4 and 5. I had a fusion on the right side of my neck. But the lower part I denied to do because they only gave me 50-50 chance I'll walk. So with that being said, hell no. Hell no.
Okay.
Then I got into some beef. I got into some big-ass fight, beat a motherfucker with a pipe or whatever, the police. kicked me in my tailbone. So at that point, I had a fractured tailbone. I never went to the hospital for it. So all that on top of, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I get mad, ain't no stopping me. That's just, it's going down, whether I'm fucked up or not. A motherfucker get so mad that they don't feel that pain. I'm going for blood. You know what I'm saying?
Fast.
So I didn't feel the pain. I felt that kick, though. I felt that kick. But you know what I'm saying? I had to take it like a G and take my ass
to jail. They broke
your tailbone? Yo, I didn't even know it was fractured. I didn't even know. I was so concerned with the case. Like, damn, a bitch about to go sit down again. You know what I'm saying? That's all I knew. Because
right.
I definitely, I was swinging like a motherfucker. I blacked out and beat the shit out. And the motherfucker, I'm going to keep it real. It's my grandbaby daddy. And he gave a fuck. You put your hands on my motherfucking daughter, motherfucker, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not going down like that. But anyway, like right now, it's too late for me to do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? Because the time has went on and stuff. But at that time, I was more concerned. I didn't realize that it was fractured until recently that it healed like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's contributing to the pain that I'm having. You know what I'm saying? Having my spine already fucked up, and then, you know, as years go on, it's just deteriorating and staying like that because I refuse to have the major surgery that they want. I have my kids natural. You can't be cutting me from one side of my stomach to the other. I might be fat, but the only way a motherfucker will cut me from one side to the other is if they cutting this fat off my ass. You know what I'm saying? Sucking this shit out. You know what I mean?
Good
but we not, because I don't want no shit bags. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I know that the problems that happen. And I am too old for you to be making any mistakes. You get an itch, a sneeze, and you done chopped off some shit I need. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't do it. But all of that, you know, the motherfucker, this man trying to tell him, this, you don't even tell me nothing. I thinking I'm going to get nerve blocks like we discussed. This nigga, I'm on my stomach, and they got this machine over my back, and he talking about, I said, well, where all the injections at? I'm looking, you know, I can't even keep my big ass head down. I'm trying to see. This nigga got one needle. What the fuck going on? What you doing? I'm giving you an epidural. Bitch, I'm not pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But you need to explain. You need to explain to your patients, motherfuckers, what your plans are before you take us in there. So he comes in the fucking office this time in the fucking room talking about telling the assistant, I'm going to do it right there. We going to do it right there. Pointing at him, so what you going to do what? Where? He going to tell me, no, fuck you. There you go. It's going down now. See, the first time I went to your office, you told me I was confused. Bitch, you one thing about me is you ain't going to get two, three chances to fuck me over. You going to have me fucked up. Nigga, I came out of there, you told me 72 hours, I'm going to feel better. I was okay for a day and a half on the left leg. I don't even know why you fucking with my damn leg, first of all. You know what I'm saying? But now, from that side, it went to the right leg. What the fuck going on? What's wrong with the right leg? You know what I'm saying? Now it's back over on the left side. What the fuck is going on? And then the pain moved up to the center of my back. What the fuck did you do to me? See, what you do to me? The leg is back. The problems with the leg aching and stuff, that's back. I know what it is, and I'm telling you, nigga, I be straining the shit. That's what's wrong with my fucking leg, and it's hitting the nerve. You know what I'm saying? Between that back, me getting kicked in the back, having the spinal problems, and having bowel issues going to the bathroom, you understand what I'm saying? The nerve is the pressure. You know, and I'm telling you, I'll go to a gastrology and talk to them. They give me the shit. I'm telling you what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? You go in here, you sticking a bitch for an epidural, like what? And now you come in the office talking about what you gonna do. I said, listen, I'm your fucking patient. You up here talking to the assistant, motherfucker, I'm the patient. And we know when I get ready to go off, ain't nothing holding back. I'm finna tell you. You don't tell me to shush about my motherfucking body. I cut that motherfucker out. And he see me.
That's the problem.
I believe
these fucking doctors don't want to listen to their patients.
I know he. Remember when we was on the phone? I know he was in the next room. He heard everything because I can hear everything going on in that room. He did not want to come in that fucking room with me. That's why he sent that little boy, the little assistant motherfucker, in the room. They had already discussed that this bitch is crazy. You knew this one from day one.
That's what they was over there with.
You know I'm about to put my hands on you. I'm about to choke you to damn death up in this motherfucker. and I'm going to jail because the death leads out there where them peoples is all over the place. They're waiting for niggas to get do something out there. You know what I'm saying? But you have to tell your patients what's going on with them. You over here using me for a test dummy. You're over here pointing, we going to do it right there. You're going to do what? Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not going to do nothing. You're going to tell me what you're going to do to me. And I've had to explain to him, listen, I'm a grown-ass woman, and one thing for sure is I need to know this is my body. I can't go to the store and buy a new body. This is the only one I got. Granted, it's fucked up and all that shit. Everything out of fucking place and out of whack from the inside to the outside. But, motherfucker, can't get another one. You know what I'm saying? This is all I got. You need to tell me what you going to do. He's like, okay, well, I'll tell you on the table. No, the fuck you won't. I couldn't believe he said that shit.
No, what the fuck
you
mean on the table?
First of all, you came in the door, you said some stupid shit. Then you going to tell me, well, I'm going to tell you on the table with an attitude? Oh, Lord. Do you know who you talking to?
You're not going
to
have an attitude to get the poking around in my fucking spine with no needle.
This is what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. I'm not coming to do. You're not sticking nothing in me. You're going to tell. I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. I said, you know who I am. At the end of the day, you can't tell me shit on that table, motherfucker. You're going to tell me right now what your plans is to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my body. And same thing I said to y'all. Yeah, granted, it's all fucked up and all everything out of place, but this only one I got. And you're not about to just do what you want to do with me. And it won't be a problem, nigga, because I'm going to have me your house and everything else. I'm on my motherfucking shit again. You got to be shitting me.
Bottom line, y'all, don't touch Niecy's body and you ain't telling her what you're trying to do. But
exactly. Not with this motherfucking body.
About that
I don't know,
time,
but
though,
it's,
y'all.
You know, right is right. Right is right and wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you, I mean, come on now. You can't just do your patients like that, or nor any. You know, that's not right. You know, I was going to jail though. I was already prepared. I ain't even gonna lie. I was prepared.
Yes,
they would
was.
Know. They gonna understand when I come to court.
On hamburger on it, man. Look, we out of here, man. We gotta get on up out of here, man. Go ahead, and tell them how to get at y'all, man.
Hey, so it's Niecy Honey Dip on everything, everything. I'm doing promos, you know what I'm saying, all types of shit. You know, you can hit me up in Niecy Honey Dip XXX at yahoo.com. And not the word XXX, it's XXX at yahoo.com. I am available, as always, for all types of bookings, video shoots, music shoots. XXX shoes, fetish shoes, you know, hosting, club hostings, yes, anywhere and everywhere. We got to be in the United States, though, because I ain't got my passport yet, but a bitch trying to
she's
get
going
there,
to Canada.
Know, I got a criminal history, you know what I'm saying? But I am available, like I said, for all types of bookings, you know what I'm saying? You know, just hit my manager up, Ralph_Terry, and I got to make it real, real clear, real quick that I can no longer am allowed to set up bookings. I've been cussed out by my manager for me trying to set up the bookings myself. You motherfuckers ain't right. Somebody fucked it up 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do it anymore. Got to talk to the manager. So
now you done
please,
got in trouble.
And be Cash App ready, please, because a deposit is definitely a must.
Word. Hey, yo, it's your boy Rap Star, man. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can also hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the resurrection of hip-hop. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me on SoundCloud, Rap Star. Hit me up on YouTube, Twitter, Rap Star 412. All the same. You know what it is, man.
And we appreciate everybody that took time to listen today. We know it's holiday. Happy Easter. Shout out to you, your family, all that. Eat some good food for me. And we see y'all next week, man. We going to get on the bottom of that Lone Star J. They mad. We see y'all next week. Let's go.
Yeah.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. my brothers. They mad, they mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat will freeze a nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
Also, No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.